This is Greg Reese for InfoWars.com. I am here in Reading, Pennsylvania at the Tucker Carlson show for Alex Jones. It just ended. I just came out. I was in there talking to some of the crowd. I'm still processing it right now, but it is quite an amazing experience. One of the questions I was asking people is, when is the last time they thought in America that this many people came together to hear people talk about politics? And I don't think in our lifetimes, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this. It was extraordinary. And if you're an InfoWars fan, if you've been following the show for a while, you really should have been here to see the crowd welcome Alex. It was amazing.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones.
When is the last time that you know of in America where this many people came around to one place to hear people talk about politics?
I just don't remember anything this large.
I don't know if there ever was another time quite like the times we're living in now.
This is the first I've ever seen it. I got both my sons here now. You look at the crowd here. I couldn't believe how many young people were here. It's awesome.
Never. Not in my 48 and a half years that I've been alive.
I think things have gotten so out of control that you can't not pay attention to it now. It's in your face. It's coming to your doorstep. It's coming to your school. It's coming to your business.
I think everybody should be talking with your fellow neighbors. You know, I even have some neighbors. They have some signs out front I might not agree with, but I still know him. He calls me over. I help him out. I needed a generator one time. He gave me an old generator. I fixed it up and used it at my house.
Do you think they're going to steal the election again?
That remains to be seen. We hope not, but people are working very hard. People are getting smarter, but they could very easily steal the election.
Well, they're going to try like hell, so we got to get out and vote by the numbers.
I think they will, absolutely.
Well, they're going to try.
Of course.
Well, I'm of the mindset that it's going to have to be postponed, that they're going to do something, whether a terrorist attack, a false flag, or even World War III, to postpone the election. Because they know they can't cheat again.
They're going to steal it. If they don't, they're going to have their own January 6th moment where they're all up there attacking the Capitol, doing it their way.
And what do you think we need to do next if they do steal the election as far as...
Well, I don't know. We're trying to find places to move out of the country. But other than that, I think there's no place to go. And I think we just have to, as this gentleman said, we have to work harder and put everything we have into bringing back... what is true and right.
What the Declaration of Independence commands us to do.
I think we have to understand that your neighbor is not your enemy. It's the people who are, have taken control through multinationals and the world, unfortunately, the world government, who are run by a bunch of NGOs and people who are faceless.
You know what? Sometimes I'm not even sure that the whole system isn't rigged to begin with. You know, the whole system itself isn't rigged to just control the people.
There's going to be a war either way. Whoever gets installed, whoever goes to the White House, there will be a war regardless.
Well, actually, sorry to say, I think that is the answer, revolution. Because I've been of that mind since Obama was elected, that it's going to take a revolution to change it back to the republic the way it should be.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Anthony Ruman and Carlos Arellano are our guests. They are the muckrakers. Anthony Ruman at Real Rutmaker. And of course, you've got Informant Carlos, informantcarlos.com. Most people know who you are in our audience, but a lot of new viewers are tuned in today. So I just want to ask both of you to spend a few minutes talking to the viewers and listeners about why you got into this, what you've experienced, what you've seen, and then out of all the great work you've done, this latest list of names out of the 325,000 they admit are here, that's just what they know of smuggled children for slavery and sex slavery, going out to their last known addresses and what you discovered. And we've got just hours of footage here in your latest big report that just broke today. When we're done with this live interview, we'll just tag the entire 20-minute plus report on the end of it so people make sure and watch that. But we'll also go through some clips. A group of transgender sex workers who are illegal, non-citizen election threat suspect, Venezuelan women that have been grabbed, not knowing where they're going, children not going where they're going, Catholic charities, RCV border trafficking operation. You've got that foreign interference in the election. I mean, this all ties together, but just go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, thank you for having us on again. We've been on here so many times. You've highlighted a lot of our work, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. My name is Anthony Ruben, founder of muckraker.com, just to give a little intro. I started doing all this independent journalism, largely inspired by guys like Alex Jones. Watching your show when we were all locked down during COVID and trying to think what I could do. And so I started my own outlet. That was the best way I could think to fight back. And, one thing led to another. And now we're tracking down children that are being trafficked in America. And the reason why we're here today speaking with Alex Jones is because we were given a list from a government insider earlier this summer, in June of this year. And the list had 8,000 names of alien children, children who came across the border without parents, alone, and their last known addresses, along with many other columns of data. And we went around the country, 10-plus different states, all east of the Mississippi, for the last 3 months, tracking down these kids. And what we found essentially confirms all of the whistleblower reports that have been quote-unquote conspiracy until now. We found in Florida, for example, there was a situation where two Guatemalan illegal aliens, a husband and wife, were bringing in all these different children and using these different houses to bring them in. So they would have a few children sent to one house, a few children sent to another house, some children sent to a third house. And they had five different houses that we know of, possibly more.
And this is something I like to do. Everybody should go watch the full report. I dropped the ball. Everything's my fault. I had said hours before the show, I just said, hey, they just sent us all these exclusive videos. I need to know the time code when you call for something. Show the kids talking about how they've been grabbed. They don't know where they're going. Show the house. Show the thing. We're just going to keep showing the Border Patrol, I guess. I need to know, to properly present this, where in the clip to show people so we can actually show them your incredible report. I just hope listeners, since we don't have it, I guess, will actually just go to your X account and see it for themselves. So go ahead and tell people.
Absolutely. To give one example of what's in the report, we went to Florida. There was a suspected human trafficking case going on in Florida that involved, like I said, this couple, this Guatemalan illegal alien couple that's living in Florida now, and they were using multiple houses to bring in these children, right? They would have some children sent to one house, some children sent to another house, and they were able to get past any sort of, you know, vetting procedure, government oversight, by essentially gaming the system like that, and they were bringing them in. Now, also at these same houses, there were other illegal aliens that were living there, also bringing in children. And so we found two of these kids that were sent to this couple that you guys just saw on screen there. Again, just to take a back step, this case was referred to Homeland Security Investigation. It was sent to HHS, Health and Human Services, and the FBI as well, apparently, and nothing was done about it. Apparently, they weren't able to find these kids, to the best of our knowledge. I mean, nothing was done. So we were able to go find two of the kids who were sent there, and they told us, yeah, you know, there were just all these men living in a house with us. There were just mattresses everywhere. We were brought there, and there was a debt held over our head, and we were put to work. You know, they bring in these kids as young as 5 years old, is what we were told by this young girl. And as soon as they get there, they say, tomorrow you're going to work, and there is a debt held over their head. And they were able to get out of it. They ended up just taking off, and they've been threatened for the last few years with this debt that's been held over their head. And that's just one example. I mean, there's other stuff, but we could pause there and talk about that.
And again, you're dealing with limited funds, you and Carlos, Anthony, and Carlos ship anytime you want. And Carlos, again, used to work in the shipping of the kids, and it's blew the whistle to Congress and really exposed a lot of this, and has now since been working with you. But where is the FBI? Where are the agencies with missing children that have been taken to houses or taken to airfields that just disappear with little or no paperwork? Then you go to the house and no one's there, or you talk to them, they say, oh, I just gave the little girl to somebody. I mean, let that sink in. This is crazy.
Well, that's why I think it's important that Carlos is here, because Carlos saw that happening firsthand. The planes showing up in open fields and, you know, buses just coming and picking up the kids.
Carlos, spend a few minutes, because I can describe you, but you can do it better yourself, what you've seen, and then and now this latest report.
Yeah, so for those who don't know me, I spent over two decades working for NGOs, and to be more specific, I spent about 7 years escorting children around the country, delivering them from point A to point B. And for the longest time, we've been speculating, you know, where have these children been ending up? Are they in sex slavery? Are they dead? Organ harvesting? And one of the biggest issues we ran into on this trip was that a lot of these so-called sponsors were telling us, oh, we gave the child away the moment it got here. We gave it away after a day, or we gave it away after 2 days. And that is very frustrating, because it's how do you give a child away when you signed custody for the child saying you were going to take care of it until 18 years old? And after they tell us, oh, well, they gave it away, there's no way to find this child anymore. And that's where, you know, you can't tell someone, well, they're not in sex slavery, or their organs weren't harvested when they were given away after a day or two and no one knows where they went. It's a dead end. Those kids are lost forever, never going to find them again. And the other issue that we ran into a lot was that we were running into children who were supposed to be in places like Texas or Virginia, but we were finding them in Louisiana, Alabama, or in Tennessee. And it's how are you 8-6 states away from your home address? And we ran into one specific child who was about 13 years old, 14 years old, and she showed us about 10, 15 cuts on her arms. And I believe that's in the video. It's blurred out, but she shows us her arms where she was cutting herself. And she wouldn't tell us the reason why she was doing that, but you can only imagine, you know, what's a teenage girl doing, cutting her wrist, trying to kill herself.
And I do just want to add this, because you were talking about, Alex, you asked, you know, Carlos about what's the deal with, you know, you have all these agencies that have unlimited funds, essentially, but nothing's being done about this. What Carlos just said kind of touches upon the main issue that we were finding. You know, we are just two guys, or three guys, actually, at some points of this trip, going around the country trying to speak to these children, trying to find them and see what information we could get. There were so many situations that we encountered where you could just look at the child and know something is off. I'll give you one example. There was a girl that we found in Louisiana who we knock on the door. At first they tell us she's gone, you can't talk to her, and then we keep pressing, and then they're like, oh, maybe we could find her. And, you know, eventually they call her out of a house somewhere. She's hanging out with some hoodlums. And this is a young girl. I mean, this is a girl that's in her early teens. And we find her, and we start talking to her, and this girl literally has the voice of a man who has been doing hardcore drugs for years, okay? She doesn't look well. Her eyes are glazed over. But the issue here is that we are not law enforcement, right? We have no enforcement power. All we can do is speak, right, and talk to them and hope that they want to give us information. If they don't, there's nothing we can do. So if there's any, you know, legitimate government agency, law enforcement agency that wants to get these addresses from us, we can point them in the right spot, you know, and tell them where to go to find these kids so that they can follow up. But there's, when we see a bad situation like that, there was nothing that we could do. So we can speculate, but, you know, our powers stop with being able to shoot the information on camera, and that's it.
And this isn't being done in a vacuum. Almost every major city has got Soros DAs and county attorneys in charge of them. They let serious criminals, including armed robbers, out of jail without even bond. Here's an example today. Seattle police issue new alarm response policy, and they go on to say officers won't respond to burglary alarms. So that's what we're dealing with here. And so you wonder how there can be all this sex trafficking as Project Veritas and then James O'Keefe and you and others have shown right here in Austin, Texas, 10-year-old girl saying, I'm a sex slave. The police won't even come. They have created a total atmosphere for this to be going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, you go to a lot of these spots, you go to these different apartment complexes we visited, you know, more than I can even remember. And it is a situation where if you look at what happened in Aurora, Colorado, with these guys walking around with assault rifles, that is happening in every state across the country now. Total lawlessness. And in a lot
you're talking about the Venezuelan gangs, but stuff like that.
Stuff like that is happening in every single state. That's not an anomaly, right? There are these apartment complexes. It's the same thing that we're also visiting these apartment complexes, knocking on doors and asking, hey, are you registered to vote? And they say, oh, yeah, somebody came through here the other day and registered all of us. And so what I'm saying is you're talking about how it's total lawlessness. It is. They're being put in these designated, earmarked communities that are totally illegal alien, like this one you see here on screen. This is the projects in the Bronx, and that's like 95% illegal alien. And they're put there. It's just a hornet's nest for crime and prostitution. They get them registered to vote, and that's it. I mean, you know, that's the situation.
By the way, I've got video of this. It's now all over the country. Particularly black folks are finding out that their junior and senior high school kids, because some of them, you know, flunk grades, but 17, 18, are all being told to register Democrat, and then they're bringing in, you know, mail-in ballots, having them fill out the ballot saying, because Trump wants to hurt black people, and having them fill out the ballots.
Right.
I mean, just total fraud.
Yeah, it does not surprise me. It does not surprise me at all. We've done countless different stories now going to these different states and just speaking to illegal aliens. Hey, are you registered to vote? Yeah, I'm registered to vote. Who do you plan on voting for? Kamala Harris. So,
you know, by the way, Gallup and others have done national surveys and found on average 15% of illegals will answer the question and say they are voting or have voted.
And we also ran into, there's some people who go out there and say, well, these illegals don't know what you're talking about. We've run into a lot who tell us, oh, no, we can't vote. We're here illegally. We don't want to get in any trouble. And we have a lot of those cases where they know what they're getting into, what they're doing. And people can't use that excuse. We have plenty of evidence where they're very aware of it.
And then let me say this. We got this guy, Ken Benzinger from the New York Times, who likes to go around and follow our reporting and then try to debunk it. And so what he did is he looked at our report that we put out in Georgia with these illegal aliens admitting to being voter registered. And then he thought he was being smart, I guess. And he went, they sent a team down there and they found one of the people that we spoke to that admitted to being voter registered. And she goes, and you know, apparently this illegal alien told him, I was lying to them because I was afraid if I didn't tell them what they wanted to hear, they would deport me. And they published this as if that's like what? How do you operate? Like, do you have a brain? Obviously, that's a load of garbage, but this is what they publish to gaslight people into thinking that we're conspiracy theorists and you have these millions of people that read the New York Times and actually believe this stuff. And, you know,
have you heard Trump's being, they filed criminal charges, the Haitians, an NGO run by Soros, against Trump saying mean phone calls or anything else that happens is Trump's fault. They want him put in jail. And Ohio's passed a law. They're going to try to indict Trump and J.D. Vance.
Yeah, and well, this is the thing, right? So Trump can't talk about them eating cats and dogs and geese and whatever else in Springfield, but you could have these labor trafficking rings, the sex trafficking rings opening across the country. Let me, if we can, you know, there's other stuff in the report that I'd like to highlight because
you got the floor, yeah.
So
there's so many clips. Where we want to go?
Yeah, you know, if the crew has any time to chop this up and we could play some of these, that'd be great. But there's
got to do it before. That's like, or I could, you guys could go in the control room and do it. That's my pet peeve. We such breaking stuff here, and nobody's bad. It's just I'm like, I need. I'll just say this on air. What I need when great people like you come in is not just the guys. They looked at it. They decided what they thought was important. They had no idea what you were going to cover. And so I just always, it's like Groundhog Day, say, hey, I need to know what the guests want to cover. And then they tried to do their best job. That's why I'm kind of just doing this on air. So I've tried behind the scenes. I'll just start doing it on air. But you want to go tell them in the control room what we want to play? Because I don't know.
Well, it's all good. I mean, we could talk about it. It's not, you know, it's not a big deal. But if they could probably find what I'm talking about. There was a situation where we went to the projects of the Bronx, very dangerous area, and we went in and found one of these girls, and we were talking to her, and she was telling us a few things. Number one, that the kids in this facility that they were at in California were put on pills. Maybe, Carlos, you could speak more to that. You have these young girls and boys in this.
Yeah, the best thing is, let's just not worry about the clubs. People want to go see it. It's at Muckraker. It exists. Like, no more video. The best way to do it is not just obsess over trying to get the clips. It's not going to happen. And just send people directly there. And we can add all this in post too. It'll still be important. We want to save the kids. You guys have done such amazing work. So muckraker.com, Real Muckraker on X, and Real Muckraker on YouTube. It's just such important work. And of course, Carlos, your great site. People can find it there as well. InformantCarlos.com. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, Carlos, you were the one doing a lot of the speaking in Spanish, so maybe you could talk about how she was talking about how the kids are on pills in these facilities, how they're taken away at 3 in the morning and sent to places that they don't know. They're not allowed to say goodbye, and they're crying because they don't know where they're going. They're being sent to a stranger, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so I've done countless of interviews about my time moving these kids, and InfoWars has been the one place where they've never tried to censor me on what I used to do. And one of the things that I used to do was I used to move kids in the middle of the night in private airfields, private charter planes. And for the longest time, I've been getting told by multiple outlets, don't speak on that because that's QAnon, that's crazy, that's a conspiracy theory. We don't want to go down that route. But when we went out on this trip, we had countless of kids, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds, tell us that, oh, they woke us up at 3 in the morning and they took us to a private airfield where the entire plane was full of kids. And I asked them over and over again, did you see other adults on this plane, or were all the seats just children? And they would say the entire plane, every single seat was a child on it. And then they spoke on how they would land in New York and get on charter buses. And then when their sponsor finally picked them up, they picked them up at a park, at a public park in the middle of the night. And I would get confirmation from the sponsor as well. What time did you pick your child up? Did you pick them up at the airport or at the park? And they confirmed that as well. It was at 3 in the morning in the park. And these kids, all of them told stories about how they had little friends that they lost touch with. They never heard from again. And these friends promised them that they were going to add them on Facebook, that they were going to reach out to them when they got to their state that they were designated to go to. And a lot of these little girls were worried about friends they never heard from again. And then we've even had one specific situation in Florida where we were told Homeland Security showed up to these addresses and they did nothing. Their excuse was, oh, we couldn't find the children. And this is Homeland Security we're talking about, the federal government, saying they can't find the kids, but two guys with very limited resources were able to find the kids in one day. We found them in one day. So,
and let me back up what you're saying. I've been to the border. Our crew has. We've shown as soon as Biden got in, the planes loads full of kids. It was going on under Obama the last few years, but then it stopped under Trump. And then we would talk about it 3.5 years ago. People said, oh, it's a conspiracy theory in the New York Times. And then we had footage of the kids getting on the plane, some of them babies being carried on, them handing the babies over, no paperwork. And then the media would say it doesn't exist. Finally, it's broken out the last few years. But as you said, they then go, oh, no, that's crazy. You've been to the Walmarts where they stack the kids. You've been on the airplane shipping them around. Later in the last couple of years, they've admitted, oh, secret nighttime flights. And finally, media in New Jersey and New York and Minnesota and Tennessee and Florida caught it. And then the governor of Florida made a big deal about it and started, you know, pointing it out. But notice the first few years, they would just deny it was going on so that no one would ever be able to say, hey, that's wrong, secretly shipping kids around at night, giving them to God knows who. So what we'll do is we'll take this interview today, because I'm going to do it myself if I need to, and we will take everything you say with your clips. In fact, I'll do it. I'll put it together. And we'll then show the airplanes. We'll show the kids. We'll show your footage. We'll show mine. So we can actually show this to people. Because that's what's so insane about this. I mean, this is going on. It's admitted now. The Senate report, 325,000 kids missing, many in sex slavery, many in industrial slavery. The New York Times admits that while they try to cover up the rest of it. I mean, this is... So the reason the feds won't respond is they're the ones that complete the smuggling process, so the other agencies aren't supposed to expose it. It's the same thing.
Absolutely. And that's why they move these kids at 3 in the morning. And that's what was confirmed to us, that they are moved at 3 in the morning, that they're put on a private charter plane, like Carlos just said, and then they're dropped off in the middle of a field. They have the sponsors come and meet them in the middle of some field somewhere.
And by the way, it came out in the last few years. It shows the planes and reporters show the kids coming off in the field and being put in vans.
Right.
We'll add that in post, too.
Right.
And so, we're live right now, but I'm going to put all this everywhere where you can see everything they're talking about. Everything you see, they sent to us. We've got it all. Go ahead.
So that is, you know, that's the situation. And so, I mean, Carlos, you've told me so many stories when you were on the inside, you know, about what you saw. I think that people need to hear that one more time because it's just so powerful.
Yeah, you've got the floor now when we come back, because I mean, you're an eyewitness. You've testified to Congress, legislatures. I mean, you worked there for decades.
Yeah, but
And as you said, you saw it change and get from good to bad.
From good to bad, yes, yes. There was times where I wouldn't even get called for work during the Trump administration, and then the Biden administration came into place, and we were getting called every single day. I was flying 9 to 12 different planes a week, and you would arrive at certain camps, and you were told, well, the kids in this camp are suicidal, they're cutting themselves. The kids in this camp are pregnant teenagers. Excuse me. And in 2021, when the Biden administration was in place, you would just hear the craziest stories. You would hear, all right, you guys are not flying today. You guys, your job is to get in vans and drive these teenage girls to an abortion clinic to get an abortion done in California.
Wow.
And that's another one that people don't really know about. And it's just countless of things that you try to forget about, but you slowly remember when you see these kids again. And in California, that was a big one. And I know it doesn't surprise people that it's in California, but a lot of the people who would get on the airplanes with these kids, their job was to drive these girls to an abortion clinic and get the baby killed. And the other concerning part about the California kids is that these California camps were erasing pregnant girls from the records at these camps. And then as we were going on our trip, we were finding a lot of these girls that were saying, yeah, I was pregnant while I was in California, and this is the baby. And it's why were you trying to hide that pregnant girls were ever at your camp, you know? What's the story there? Why?
Where are the kids going? Where are the babies going?
Yeah.
This is a massive illegal industry. We're going to go to break. During the break, I'm going to go in there, because you can pull this up. We can search engine. We even shot it ourselves. You can pull up secret nighttime flights of children, of migrants. And you can get the footage from New Jersey, everywhere. We can show that to TV viewers. So people see this, listening or watching, can actually see that while they're saying this. This is on record. And then this has come out for years now, but it doesn't ever get the attention. Hell, it doesn't even get attention around here, because we get punch drunk. We get conditioned. We get our will broken by this mass evil. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As their programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do, and that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalist. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, When you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalists. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. Encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And I almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors. And again, folks, InfoWars will be sold November 13th. If we don't have a buyer that's a patriot, obviously the left says they want to buy it and should close it. It's not about getting them money. It's not about those families. It's all run by the FBI on record. That's on record. Tucker Carlson talked about it, you name it. But if you want to support our sponsors, they will obviously be able to continue on with whatever happens, whatever new thing is set up. But they're also supporting InfoWars as we speak. I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get some great T-shirts, great ball caps. Also go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's supplement company with the best nano silver products, next level foundational energy, and so much more at drjonesnaturals.com. And these guys are just my heroes. I've been there. I've seen just a snapshot of what they've seen, and it's really upset me. Carlos, I see you almost start breaking down when you're talking about working for DHS and then becoming a whistleblower, seeing, you know, these kids being grabbed, many of them obviously kidnapped, scared, tortured, raped. They won't, you know, they finally open up to you. You've told the stories before, and you're on these flights flying them everywhere. You've got the floor here, because I mean, this is so important for people to understand. Anthony keeps pointing at you because you're the guy that's been through this. And, of course, we can put some of the footage of these flights up there they don't want us to talk about. They try to deny this is going on, but it is going on, and it's still going on. What you witnessed, what you've seen.
Yeah, well, the flight we're looking at right now, I actually had some coworkers on that flight, and they were on a 3-day trip, meaning they were going to arrive in New York. If this is the one I'm thinking it is, it's upstate New York, and they were going to get in rentals, and they also got in charter buses. And some groups head out to Connecticut. Some groups drop off in the rest of New York. Some go as far as North Carolina. And all these kids are on this plane, the entire plane. They don't know where they're going. And that was confirmed to us, not just by myself and other whistleblowers, but the kids we visited on this trip that we did for this video.
And they don't know who they're going to.
No, they don't know who they're going to either.
Now imagine you adopt somebody. My sister, Marley, I was 14 when we adopted her. She's from South Korea. There was a whole record of her mother was single, you know, over there particularly. It's hard for single mothers to have, you keep a kid in that culture. So we adopted her. She's great. 6 months old. She's my sister. I love her as much as blood. But there was a whole year-long process before she was even born, for kids that were going to be given up. Then there was a whole process after that. Tons of social workers, money to make sure my parents were good, interviews, all this stuff, and we got my sister. Imagine just handing them out and then they just disappear and the federal government's involved in it and doesn't care. I mean, just think about the evil we're talking about.
Yeah, and we had a lot of kids in the New York area with their sponsors where I asked them, hey, did you go through any fingerprints? Did you go through any type of background to get this child?
Getting a dog from the pound, there's more paperwork.
Yeah, exactly. Because a lot of these sponsors told us no. They said no fingerprints, no background. All I did was sign a piece of paper, and they gave the kid to me. And then they turned around and gave the kid away 2 days later. And it was just mind-blowing because we have, if Congress ever really wants to do anything, we have a lot of footage of these parents, these quote-unquote parents saying we didn't do fingerprints, we didn't do nothing. We just got the kid 3 days later, and they told us to show up at the airport or show up at the park. And it's very scary because these kids, a lot of them, the kids that are arriving the most into the United States, they're from Guatemala, and a lot of them don't even speak Spanish. They speak a dialect. They speak a native language in Guatemala. They think they have about 8 or 9 of them. So there's no, if they're being trafficked, there's no way for them to communicate even with myself because I don't speak their language.
They speak Native American tongues.
Yes, yes, they do. And a lot of the times to even communicate with those kids, we'd have to ask other kids in the shelter, hey, can you translate this to him? Tell him to do this, tell him to do that. And we would have to use other kids because there's nowhere, you can't go to the unemployment office or you can't call a number and say, hey, I need a native language from Guatemala. very hard to find. And the companies I used to work for, they used to offer $40, $50 to anybody who can speak that native tongue, that native language from Central America, and they could never find anybody. And these kids, how are they going to communicate, hey, I'm being trafficked, I'm not where I'm supposed to be, and it's impossible for
them. What about all the footage we shot personally in South Texas where the same woman every hour pulls up with another baby, says, this is my baby, there's no fingerprints or nothing, and they just hand the baby off to some woman who just disappears or some man. Where the hell do those babies go?
Yeah, so those are going across the country to others, to quote-unquote sponsors, and I'm so glad you guys, when I first saw that you guys had that footage, I was so relieved because I've always shared a story that the youngest child I moved was 3 months old.
Wow.
And a lot of people look at me like they don't want to believe it. It's hard for them to believe. But then that InfoWars crew has footage of babies being passed around at the airport. And the other thing I've recently shared, it's very hard for me to share everything, not just because I don't want to, but it's just so much that I forget. And one thing I recently shared in a documentary was that when I moved that three-month-old, I wasn't given formula, I wasn't given diapers, because supposedly I was supposed to land where I was going to drop this child off at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and I ended up dropping the child off at 2 in the morning. And
they're not even giving babies food.
Yeah, they don't give babies food.
And they claim Trump's locking kids up in cages, which he never did.
Yeah. And to touch a little on that was that the kids that were being separated during the Trump administration was because these kids would walk up to us, and I had one child walk up to me and say, hey, the guy I'm with in this shelter, he's saying he's my dad, but he's not my dad. He's touching me sexually. He stole me from my home. And he stole me from my home because back then there was a policy from the Obama era where families were allowed to get into the country no matter what. So a lot of these people in Central America were taking children from anywhere they could just to get an automatic entry into the country. And
even mainstream news admits sometimes kids have been smuggled multiple times back and forth as like the ticket into the country.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, speaking of the dialects, you know, that would be used against us. There was a house that we went to that was part of that network of houses that was part of that Florida trafficking ring. And we knocked on the door and we said, hey, we're looking for such and such. And it was these Guatemalan men that were living there. And, you know, we would be talking to them, and then they would all start talking amongst themselves in the dialect, in this Guatemalan dialect that we couldn't understand. And then they would answer us. And then we'd ask them another question. They'd all huddle up. That's the situation that Carlos was just talking about, where you have these people that speak these dialects, where it's like some small, there might be a couple of thousand people in the country that speak these things, but there's no way to communicate. And then they could also communicate in secret right in front of you. And no matter who you are, basically, you have no way to decipher what they're saying. And so we ran into that situation as well.
And, man, that footage is crazy right there.
What about Trump got money for DNA testing, rapid testing to see if somebody was related. And then I learned this year, they said they were killing it, but now they had whistleblowers a few months ago in Congress that as soon as Biden got in, even though the money was earmarked, they killed the DNA testing to aid the smugglers in getting through with kidnapped kids. I mean, it's not like the feds are letting this happen. They're aiding it. Sorry, go ahead.
It's on record. The head of HHS is on record saying that this is a Ford assembly line, that the job is to move the kids out as fast as possible. It's on record in Florida grand juries, or at least they're taking measures to try to stop this, right? I mean, there are some states that won't even look into this, but at least in Florida, they're trying to do the right thing. But there was a Florida grand jury about a year ago where they have people admitting that, you know, there was a situation where an ORR worker, Office of Refugee Resettlement, reported a situation of 100 children over 100 children being sent to one address in Texas. And they were like, what's going on here? So they reported it to a human trafficking hotline, and they got fired just like that. So that speaks to your point, right? I mean, this is known. They're doing this intentionally. They're sending these people out to eat, you know, intentionally, or even if it's not intentional, they just don't give a damn, right?
And well, it was Biden saying, when I win, surge the border. The NGOs are giving government funding. They're bringing them up there, so they're basically completing the process.
Right. Can we do this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I gave the crew a couple of clips. Let's start with the first one. I gave them an abandoned house. This was a house we showed up at in New York. This was in Amityville, New York, on Long Island. It was a house where allegedly two young boys, 7 and 10, were sent to a sponsor there. And we showed up, and the house is totally derelict and shut down. Nobody lives there anymore. We tried calling the phone number associated with the sponsor, and it was just disconnected. So if they have that clip, which we pulled out in the back.
Here it is.
We are at this house here, 321 Broadway in Amityville, New York on Long Island. Allegedly, two children were delivered to a sponsor that lives at this address. But as you can see, nobody lives here. And honestly, it doesn't look like anybody's lived here in quite a long time. So we're not too sure where those two children went. It was two young boys that were sent here. We're not too sure where they are or if they're even still in New York or even in the country anymore. That's one example. They were...
And you've got clips you've just put out new today where you're actually talking to finding the kids.
So there was... We could play the next clip. Let's play the clip that came after that where it's us in an apartment. There's multiple people there. And the girl's telling us how her friends would cry to her at night because they didn't know where they were going. This clip right here.
Roll it.
How many days were you in Pomona, California?
I was there for 35 days.
35? Did you ever hear anyone say they didn't know where they were going?
Well, I remember two kids. One said she didn't know where she was going, and the other said she didn't know what would happen. And then, 2 days before I came here, one night before, she cried because she didn't know what they would do with her. We went to sleep, and in the morning, when I got up, she was gone. They had taken her away, and she wanted to say goodbye, but they wouldn't let her.
They wouldn't let her?
No, I don't know what happened.
Because they get them up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning.
And they said...
They do not allow it.
Pick up everything you're leaving?
And they take them away. It gives me the creeps.
Where was your friend from?
One was from Honduras, and the other was from Guatemala.
Okay.
Well, she was a good friend of mine before that. She always cried and told me her sorrows, and she told me to give her my Facebook. I always waited for her to send me a message, and I never got anything from her.
And how old was she, if you remember?
16. She was 16.
Did you ever hear others say they had asked to be sent back and they wouldn't let them?
Yeah, I heard that.
And so probably one of the most important parts there is at the end where we ask, you know, did you ever hear kids asking to be sent back home and they wouldn't let them? Under current Biden administration policy, they will not send the kids back home. Once they're detained and they're in the hands of Border Patrol and then HHS, that's it. Even if they say, listen, I just want to go back to my parents. I was smuggled here. They will not send the kid back home. They send him off at best to a foster care system.
And then the NGOs and all the foster care systems get more federal funding to take care of the people that don't have a future or have a job.
Correct. Or other times they're sent to a labor trafficking ring. If you guys want to roll the last clip that I gave you of the labor trafficking ring in Florida, where it was this network of houses where they sent all these kids to, and it was run by two Guatemalan illegal aliens.
I want to play that in a moment, but first, why do you think the New York Times did a couple articles last year admitting, okay, a lot of these kids are in slave labor, sleeping on the floor as young as 12, working at factories, and they're falling into machines, tire-making machines, cereal boxing machines. Was that just covering their bases? Because they try to cover this up with all their other articles, but then separately they're like, okay, this is going on.
Yeah, well, that was Hannah Dreyer, right? And she did a great report there. And, I mean, Carlos, you know her, right? So I'll let you speak on that.
Yeah, so from what I understand from her, she thinks the program does some good. She thinks that the program should exist. And even if it means, you know, some kids being put up in risk of trafficking, she believes that it's still doing some good. And she is, I don't understand her.
Well, it justifies the means. I had the head of the Texas Health Department once on the hike and bike trail. He says, by the way, I'm the head of the health department. He didn't know I Googled his name and found out it really was him. And he goes, you know, we know vaccines actually kill a bunch of people, but it helps more than it hurts, which is a lie. But that's the attitude. Well, some get enslaved and killed, but it's for the better good. They're coming from a bad place, so we're going to do this. No. They're bringing in a permanent underclass they control.
Right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, and it's still happening. I forget where it was, but apparently the city of Chicago right now is under investigation because they're sending kids out to Michigan to work at a factory. And that's under investigation right now. And this is the current mayor in Chicago, Mayor Brad Johnson, I believe. He's being accused of sending illegals out to work, illegals who are underage, and it just doesn't stop. And it's a form of cheap labor, and it's going to keep happening.
Slavery.
And it doesn't matter. They don't care if the kids die. They say, well, there's more kids coming in the following month. And they're going to keep coming. And the last hearing in the Senate, the Democrats in the Senate, they're trying to make it to where it's a lot faster from the moment the kids get to the border. They're trying to bypass the Walmarts. So they want to get rid of the Walmarts and send them directly from the border straight to wherever they're being trafficked to. So they want to bypass these kids meeting someone like me who's trying to do the good thing, the right thing. They want to bypass any chance of trafficking being uncovered, and sending them straight to a sponsor who's supposedly a family member. So that's what the current Senate Democrats are fighting for right now. They're trying to do away with the shelters and just make it really faster, like an assembly line.
And Carlos, you worked there decades and saw a program that was checking the parents and making sure and going, and then you just saw it get bad under Obama, better under Trump, basically go away and then get even, I'm not putting words in your mouth, I've talked to you a lot, but I mean, in your own words, this is really important. People understand you're a famous whistleblower, people that don't know who you are.
Well, what it is it just got out of hand. During the COVID era, a lot of the football stadiums, soccer stadiums that shut down, the Biden administration opened them back up to put children inside of these places.
While we're all locked up, they're escalating human trafficking.
Uh-huh. They were escalating it. And there's reports. You can go on Google and look up. Greg Abbott shows up to the convention stadium in San Antonio, Texas, and shuts it down in 2020-21 because there was reports of some of these kids running away with the workers. So people who were supposed to be taking care of these children were running away with them and getting romantically involved with them.
Total lawlessness.
Yeah, and these kids at these shelters, a lot of them ran away. There was a lot of reports of them running away from the shelter in San Antonio. And it just got out of hand. The amount of kids that showed up, a lot of people think that this past year has been the worst for illegal immigration, and it has been. But a lot of people forget that in 2021, Petco Stadium, a lot of the stadiums in from California, Arizona, military bases for the
high schools.
Yeah, high schools.
Remember in Chicago, boys, they were kicking all the kids out of the football. You couldn't the gyms, the football stadiums, the band areas were just no band this year. Illegals live there.
Yeah, and in 2021, instead of being adults, it was all children, and people don't cover it, don't care because it was the beginning of the Biden administration. And more people, if you guys have some time, you need to look up 2021 OR child shelters. You'll see all the horrible reports that came out.
And by the way, I'm glad you raised old reports because this is currently happening. If you go back like 12 years ago, the head of the Clinton Foundation got caught smuggling hundreds of Haitians. People can look this up. Elite children as young as five into New York and other areas. She went to prison for a long time. She got out, and recently she heads up the Amber Alert system. You can't make so they know which kids they, you know, that's what you want to be in control of. Think, folks. Back then, it was still a big enough deal with the feds that she went to jail. This is being done by our own government in a mass scale, and it's just been normalized now.
Right. Well, to a certain extent, when you have all these hundreds of thousands of children coming in, there's no real good answer. I mean, there's just more children than you have government workers. What do you, you know, it's
that's what
like
I'm saying, though, but the government created the problem and funded it to do it.
That's right. That's right. And then they put us all in a crisis, and then people beg for government to then solve the exact same problem that they created. And, you know, one of the things that they do, it's real simple, actually, how they're able to exact, you know, labor and debt payments from these kids, sometimes sexual acts. It's very simple. They threaten them with deportation. They say, and this is what two different girls told us in our video. They say, if you don't pay me this debt, if you don't pay for this, if you don't do this, different examples in our video, people can watch it. Well, we're going to sic a judge on you, right? We're going to make sure that you're deported. There was one girl in our video who said that she was threatened and she was told that if you don't do this, you're never going to see your mother back home again, right? And so they're able to do this. These children are in the situation. They don't really know what the legal framework is. Like Carlos was saying before, they speak these dialects. So it's not even like they can really get information in Spanish because they don't understand Spanish, some of them. And so now they're in this foreign country. They're being told, well, there's going to be a judge on you if you don't do what I say. I give
they're isolated. They're alone.
Isolated and alone. And
sex slavery.
And then because of that, they're able to be exploited because with a threat from this, you know, sponsor, quote unquote, of deportation. And a lot of times that it's really as simple as that, right? And their stay in this country, they think, is hinged on being a subservient slave to this person.
And aside from the Guatemalan kids, this gets overlooked a lot, but we also moved children, MBM Inc. moved children during the Afghanistan withdrawal. And I moved a lot of kids from Afghanistan who they would tell me, well, this kid's here by himself because his parents are still on an army base in Germany or they're in Italy, and they arrived first before they could. And we used to have to use iPads to try to translate. And a lot of these kids were always crying, and you could never understand why they were crying. And they were arriving at an Air Force base in Pennsylvania, and we were moving them to Chicago, and Chicago would move them to somewhere else.
And then they disappear. For all we know, their organs are being harvested. I mean, anything. Mm.
And you know, one more thing. This is actually more important than what I just said. You know, so I just said they're threatened with deportation, right? You're going to get sent back or sent somewhere else if you don't do what I say. But another thing that they'll do is a lot of times these sponsors will have tie-ins with the child's family back home, right? So this sponsor, again, this is in our video as well with the Florida ring. The sponsor will pay the smuggling fee for the child to come in here, right? And a lot of times that debt will then fall on the family back home. And these people, you know, can be slash are a lot of times gang affiliated. And they'll straight up say, you know, if you don't do what we tell you, your family back home is going to be in serious trouble. And that's another way that they are able to keep these kids subservient. So even if the child
brings. And that's what happens with a lot of the Chinese. The government gets money, lets them come here, and then their family has to pay the debt. They've got to pay back to the family tens of thousands of dollars.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm friends with it. Not friends, but I'm acquaintances. There's a Chinese illegal alien who I've stayed in touch with over the last year since he came through the Darien Gap, and he's told me stories like that. Absolutely. Exactly like you just said, right? And so that's it's very simple, but that's as simple as it is. It's an incredibly
complex system. So how do you fix it? You shut down the border. You deport everybody. The military in particularly, you prosecute the NGOs for crimes against humanity, and you don't do global lockdowns that implode the third world so they don't have any food and have to come up here, and you get us out of the UN migrant treaty, and you shut this down.
Absolutely, and we have to hope that if Trump is elected president in 2024 that there are no half measures, because at this point there is no room for that, in my opinion.
All right, stay there. Let's do five more minutes ahead of Jason Berman's coming up, the Owen Schroyer. Going to be back on with him, and by then you got here, you're great. You can tell us what clips you want. This hour turned out very, very powerful. I've seen the clips and how powerful they are, so I want to make sure we've got all those ready for the next show. We're going to take this interview and edit it down and then add a bunch of clips to it and get that out tomorrow. Because this is so huge, ladies and gentlemen. There's just so much evidence. We're going to get it all in there. Crew's doing a great job. You guys are doing a great job. Carlos, Anthony, stay right there. I'm going to come back. You guys will have the floor for five more minutes. You'll have a break for an hour. And then you're on with Owen Schroyer in the War Room. Stay with us. Hour number four, straight ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting getting bodies, whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get bodies today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.